Yeti Spicy Meshap, Do's and Don'ts. High up in the snowy mountains, there lived a cuddly Yeti named Yo-Yo. One day, a group of curious mountaineers came across Yo-Yo and decided to become his friend. They quickly learned there were things one should and shouldn't do when hanging out with a Yeti. First and foremost, never feed hot peppers to a Yeti. The mountaineers didn't know this, and when Yo-Yo tasted a spicy pepper, smoke puffed out of his ears. After gulping down snow to cool off, Yo-Yo decided he preferred snowberries, which were a big doe. Don't try to play hide-and-seek during a snowstorm. Yetis can't see well in blizzards, and you might get lost. Instead, do build a great big snow fort together. Yo-Yo loved making snowy castles. Don't ever challenge a Yeti to a snowball fight. They have impeccable aim. But do teach them a dance. Yo-Yo shuffled his feet with glee, learning the mountaineer's moves. Don't forget, Yetis have sensitive ears, so no loud music. Instead, do sing a gentle lullaby. Yo-Yo loves to hum along before bedtime. Finally, don't try to ride on the Yeti's back, as it's quite rude. But do sit beside a cozy fire sharing stories. Yo-Yo has the best tales about the stars above. In the end, the mountaineers and Yo-Yo learned to care for each other, sharing many adventures and respecting Yo-Yo's Yeti ways. They knew what made Yo-Yo happy and the things that simply weren't Yeti-friendly. With giggles and roars of laughter, their friendship grew stronger each day, one carefully considered Yeti-friendly step at a time.